There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. And receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Here we go. Another golf major tomorrow. And Tiger hits on the, how about that lineup? It's Tigers, ooh, Rory, and Spieth together. Six Pacific, they get going on Thursday. And Jeff Seeley joins us now at Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, CutmakerPod.com. Listen to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify. And get Telegram for all the plays that he gives out that are posted before it starts. He updates it before every round as well. Congratulations. Great call. We love you. You had Munoz, first round leader, 80-1. Great hit.
Yeah, thanks, guys. That was fun. And, man, it was a sweat, too, because, you know, he had a shot to win it all. He led three of the four rounds.
Yeah.
Had a shot. You know, he kind of wet himself a little bit on Sunday there. But, yeah, no, it was a heck of a finish, and it was interesting to see K.H. Lee. You know, it's not very often you see guys go back-to-back in tournaments these days, so that was an interesting finish as well.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Oklahoma and tell us a little bit about Southern Hills.
The Southern Hills, guys, is a long course. It's a 7,500-yard par 70, so it is really long. They've got wide fairways, but water comes into play on so many holes. The birdies are really going to be at a massive premium this week. So I'm looking at three main characteristics. Guys who are elite with their long irons, because there's going to be a lot of dog legs. You're going to be hitting long irons into small greens. Guys who have strong short wedges, because you're going to be having to lay up a lot. So you're going to want to hit a really good wedge, hit it tight and one putt. And then guys who can get up and down from the sand, because almost every green has four or five bunkers around it. So the odds are high that you're going to end up with some bunkers at some point this week.
Okay, so then based on that, then the winning score of this tournament, in your opinion, like in your model, would project to be around like what, minus 11, minus 12 maybe to win it?
I was going to say 8 to 10.
Okay, So it was a touch high.
8 to 10, yeah.
Okay, lowest, yeah. How about a prop? Lowest round, 63.5.
Oh, I would take, wow, I would probably take the over on that. I don't think, I mean, because so that six under would be, I don't think we're going to see much more than five under. So I would probably take the over on that.
God, I hope you're right, Jeff, because I got to tell you, I know that Munoz cashing the ticket last week was awesome. I had a little bit on him.
25 under.
That's tough to watch, yeah, man. That's not good golf, in my opinion.
John Deere Classic.
No, it is like the John Deere Classic. That's exactly right. Yeah. When it's a shootout and everybody is making birdies, you're right. I mean, it was fun with Munoz, but guys, we saw, I think, three guys last week card 61.
That's crazy.
That's not supposed to happen.
Will the winner be from the USA? $1.30, yes.
I mean, I that's certainly the favorite. I think that's probably a good bet. I got a guy we'll talk about that I like a lot, who's not in the U.S., but I think has a really good chance. But if I were to take one side of that, I would take the U.S. for sure.
All right, well, then give us your top plays then here for the PGA this week. The guys, maybe some short shots here to win this thing, Jeff.
Yeah, so, you know, I think we talked about this at length on this show, and my disclaimer is these aren't nearly as long odds as I normally play. So if this is your first time hearing me, this isn't standard. But Scotty Scheffler, 12 to 1, is short odds from this week from a betting perspective. But if we were betting on Kansas in the NCAA tournament or as a one seed, 12 to 1 would be an amazing price, right? So, I mean, this is just one of those don't overthink it plays. I had the number one pick in the draft last night with a bunch of Easton guys, the sportsbook directors, and I took Scheffler, and I never thought twice. I mean, he's the best player in the world right now. His game has no real weaknesses. On DraftKings, he's in a matchup, even money versus Rahm. That's a bet I've already made as well. So it's just one of those things where I know I'm going to kick myself if I don't bet him and he goes out and wins. So that's just the first bet I made just to get it out of the way. Spieth is someone I very seldom play, but it's hard to ignore a Jordan Spieth heater. And you cannot ignore his current form.
You can't. If you look Jordan Spieth heater.
Well, that's kind of that's what he's on right
yes.
now, guys.
Yeah. Right.
He's the biggest luck box on earth. I mean, there is no bigger luck box than Jordan Spieth. When he's running well, he's ridiculous. And right now, his very recent form, I mean, he's number three in total strokes gained. Jordan Spieth, you would not expect that. But here's the crazy thing. He's number seven in strokes gained off the tee. If you've ever watched Spieth play, his big issue is he gets loose with his driver and has no idea where it's going. He has that thing dialed in and is crushing it off the tee. That is maybe Spieth's most important stat. So ironically, his putting hasn't been very strong lately, which I definitely expect we'll see positive regression in. So Jordan Spieth, 20 to 1, again, guy I don't normally play, but in this area of the country, this tournament, this setup with this form, Spieth's really, really hard to ignore. And then when I ran the model using some of the key stats I mentioned, Spieth came in number two. The guy who came in number one, he's 35 to 1, Shane Lowry. Shane Lowry is top 10 in strokes gained approach, bogey avoidance, and I mentioned sand save. He's an excellent sand player. He's top 30 in this field in long par four scoring, proximity from 100 yards, that short wedges I mentioned, and proximity from 200 yards, the long irons I mentioned. And he's also top 30 in fairways gained. So he's got his driver dialed in. He's proven he can win a major. He won the Open Championship at Royal Portrush. It's going to be windy this week. We're going to expect to see 20-plus mile-an-hour winds. He's a very strong wind player. And in terms of general form, Lowry comes in having finished third at the Masters and third at the RBC Heritage. As a matter of fact, in his last five tournaments, Lowry has three top three finishes and hasn't finished worse than 13th. That's a very, very windy Players Championship. We all remember that debacle. So when I did the pod with Nigel Seeley earlier this week, Shane Lowry was my number one pick to win it all, and I'm standing by it. There's so much to like about Lowry this week.
Very good.
Thing, DraftKings has Lowry priced at -120 over DJ. I've never seen that before. I did not expect to see that, but that just tells you how high they are on Lowry. Lowry, I think, is a great bet this week at 35 to 1.
Okay, very good. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Indeed, Jeff Seeley, our guest on Twitter at Cutmaker Jeff. Then, okay, so those are three golfers at 35 to 1 or lower to win this thing. Give us like a bomb or two that you like to either win this event or let's go back to the well again, buddy. You hit it last week with Munoz, first round leader at such a high number. Who do you like this week to maybe lead after Thursday?
So the first round leader play I was looking at, and Mitch, this is a guy I know you like to play first round leader too, was Harold Varner III. I was automatically going to bet him, and then I saw his tee time, and it scared me off a little bit. I probably will end up making a bet on him. I haven't decided that yet, but I found someone I like more. and that's Mito Pereira. He's 80-1 to win, and I just found him 100-1 first round leader at Caesars. So Mito hits fairways. He has strong long irons and elite short wedges. His only Achilles heel is putting, but I expect a lot of people to struggle with putting this week, so I don't think he'll be at a significant disadvantage. I love his tee time. He'll be out there early when the greens are still wet and soft, and he'll be able to keep it dialed in. So I'll be working on some more first-round leader plays. I'll post on our Telegram channel later today. Find that in our Cutmaker Pod Twitter bio, the link, and I'll post those later today for everybody.
Excellent. How about a couple other props you looked at?
Yes, two nationalities props, guys, I like a lot. One, probably my favorite one, is Corey Connors. He's minus 120 on BetRivers to be top Canadian. I mean, he's got to beat out Adam Hadwin and Mackenzie Hughes. Those guys just really aren't the same class as Corey Connors. Corey Connors is an absolute elite ball striker. This course fits very well for Corey Connors. I expect Connors to perform well. I think that's a terrific bet. And then Cam Smith is a lot of people's sexy pick to win this week. He's been phenomenal in the last, say, year or two. I played him top Aussie at plus 175 on DraftKings. Basically, he's got to beat out Adam Scott and Jason Day. I like Adam Scott and Jason Day, but Cam Smith is in a whole nother level right now. So getting almost 2-1 feels like the steal on Cam Smith for top Aussie.
All right, buddy.
What do you expect out of Tiger? $1.10 to make the cut.
Oh, I think that's a great price. I think he'll make the cut. Here's the thing with this, guys, right? So many, like, I think 70 people make the cut, and there's like 20 like club pros, former champions making the cut this week. Almost taking anybody to make the cut this week is going to be strong. So $1.10 to make the cut on Tiger, I love that bet.
Strong angle here, by the way. He tees off early tomorrow, so that means he doesn't have to tee off until later on in the day on Friday, so you can get that. He doesn't have to do tomorrow night and then right away on Friday morning. So that helps him out, obviously, to recover quickly here. Indy Jeff is your nickname. You're a Pacers fan. You're telling me that if they won the lottery last night, you think that they were going to go Jaden Ivey.
Yeah, for sure. I'm hoping Jaden Ivey's still there at number six, right? I mean, he's from South Bend, you know, played here at Purdue. There's a ton of buzz around him. You know, we have Miles Turner now, so some of the big, you know, we could obviously trade Miles Turner. A lot could happen. There are a lot of rumors about that. But we've got some other guys that, I don't know. I just think he makes so much sense. We talked about this, Mitch. Imagine a Jaden Ivey, Halliburton backcourt. Mm. That would be so many problems for the East for years to come. That would be as good a backcourt, probably as you would find in the Eastern Conference. People talk about, you know, Jaden Ivey potentially being the next John Morant. Could you imagine?
That backcourt in 2 or 3 years would absolutely be scary. No question. Again, he's on Twitter at Cutmaker Jeff. Get the podcast there as well. Pal, thanks for the time as always. Kill it this week, okay?
Hey, guys, take care. Thanks for having me.
Yep, there you go. So he's going to go. He does not do that, as he pointed out. If this is the first time you've ever heard him talk, he doesn't really go 12-1, 20-1, but he's on Scheffler and Spieth specifically for this tournament.
This is Tiger territory. What's he going to win every tournament?
No.
His nuts? Or the majors, the big ones? Sick run for Scheffler.
Jeff Sherman from the Westgate sent me a breakdown of this last week. The unfortunately, the course here is perfect for him. I say unfortunately because I'm not betting him.
Oh, God.
Although Jeff is. I already made my bets.
Well, I'm glad Jeff didn't say Koepka. What's Koepka?
40 range.
He went, okay.
Yep. Although I am going to bet Lowry, and I was going to anyway.
Yeah, okay.
He's one guy I'm going to add.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay away from Scheffler's tournament, though, just because... A little bit too low for me. But 12-1, like you said, Kansas to win the national title. Okay, there you go. NBA recap tonight's card. So much of this racket is information-based. A lot of times you have a minute, maybe two, that's it, to fire.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers is the spot. They have CityCast in Chicago, Denver, D.C., Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, and Pittsburgh. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, last night for like a minute or two, Paulie, it felt a little bit like the NFL draft, right? A lot of this racket is based on information. How you get it, when you get it, the timeliness of it, who you're getting it from. And that's why books hate putting up props for the NFL draft. It's because bettors will have the information before they do, and it's a losing proposition for them almost every single year. And last night when that news broke on Twitter that Smart was going to be out, well, you kind of knew that already, but the Al Horford thing kind of came out of nowhere that he was going to miss the game. You had, by my estimation, because I happened to be on Twitter at that moment, and I saw the tweets come in a minute after they were posted. I had about 60 seconds to make a bet because I went immediately to as many spots as possible. And either they were, the game was off the board. One book, I think it was at least one, already adjusted and moved the money line from $1.40 and that was gone. There was one or two books where you could still get $1.40 on the money line on the Heat. And that was it. A very small moment in time.
Whose tweet did you see first?
Jams.
Really?
Jam Sharina, yeah.
Okay, because that's interesting about, it's also who breaks the story. Because we talked to the guys at the Westgate on the air many times. Before, now they refuse to come on. But going back and over the years, there are guys in the sports book who you have to have Twitter up the whole time. And one guy's just locked in looking at the screen.
Oh, for sure.
So it also depends on who breaks the news.
Because
maybe if it's like a beat reporter that you're not that familiar with, you have some extra time.
Yeah, you might have
but
a couple.
But if it's a Shams or a Woj, and then cat out of the bank, right?
Right,
because then
right.
This comes down, it's like, not only is Smart out, here come no Horford, too.
Oh, no, that's...
And then, but then it looked, it was like, okay, no big deal. Like, what's Horford really worth? I know he was great in one of the games against Milwaukee, but he's had a renaissance here, a great career comeback after it didn't work out in OKC and also Philly. But they have a big lead. And Tatum and Brown are going off, and then the third quarter happens. It's like,
I know,
what the hell? I mean, a 22-2 run to start.
It is kind of fun to go in the back. I've been invited to go back and check it out,
yes.
How the operation works behind the book a couple of times. And that's exactly what it is. The layout for so many of the guys that work behind the book, they have, I don't know, like three or four monitors. They're huge monitors, gigantic. And one of them for each person is specifically on TweetDeck. And it's just everything's
yes.
open.
and they follow the proper people, and they're glued to it like this, looking at it all the time. And as soon as something, bam, they can take it down, move the number immediately, whatever they want to do. It's pretty fascinating to go back there and see. Yeah. But also that's what professional bettors though do too. Yep. They're in front of the screen 15 hours a day.
But surprising, it's happening during the NBA playoffs and in this round.
The Horford stuff, just, I mean, that came out of absolutely nowhere.
Could this happen again? Do you think COVID could decide a big series or game? I mean, what if it's a star player that really could affect the line movement?
What did you say earlier? It's the third time now that he's in the COVID protocol?
Yeah, right.
Well, evidently, because it impacted the series already last night. Did you have any idea that he had a chance of missing the game?
No.
I had no clue. None. I mean, we thought Williams was going to play, but he was still listed as questionable.
I mean, he gives the 18 and 9.
Oh, he was great.
Had the like the chances. So was Tatum. So was Brown.
But then
Jimmy the Killer showed up.
Oh, he was so good. Are you concerned at all with the Heat and how Bam played last night?
Yes. Didn't do much again, and they were outscored when he was on the floor. I mean, at one point I looked up, he was minus 10.
Yeah, he had some key blocks in the game, but so Robert Williams is in the game, but he was fatigued. He was gassed in the first quarter. They talked about that on the broadcast. There's no Horford. I'm watching, I bet Bam props immediately as soon as the news broke, and I lost those. I won the Heat money line, but lost Bam props. He's nowhere near around the rim. To get rebounds, it's like the guards were gathering rebounds. Otherwise, it was a Celtics get. It's like he's not even, the effort was just, I don't know if it was effort, the placement where he was at last night. It was strange.
What a luxury to have with this guy, though. An underrated player with so underrated Butler, where he goes for 41, 9, 5, and 4. Jesus. And how good he was in the Atlanta series.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen with Lowry. But the other thing is, I don't trust these others to do much when they have to go to Boston. They didn't do much in the Philly series. But, it's okay. You weren't supposed to win that game anyways, considering the spot. But it was nice they had a big lead. And then, I don't know, again, what happened in the third quarter. But Spoelstra is an excellent coach. But I also expected, because this was the number one defense against the number four defense, many people were expecting a rock fight. Not what happened last night.
Well, I mean,
I saw as high as 223, I think, in play.
Yeah, that was a tale of two halves, though, right? Mm-hmm. Like, look at the Celtics in that first half. They were hitting their threes, but also they scored 42 points in the paint. And again, that goes back to my point of where was Bam down low? He said he should have been Defensive Player of the Year. They were not aggressive defensively. But Boston was awesome, I thought, on the defensive end last night. They were tipping every single ball, deflecting everything. The length was a problem, their quickness. But then that completely changed because that turned into Miami. I mean, Jimmy Butler on defense, other guys batting the ball away, creating these. That run they went on to create a 20-point lead came out. That just hit you in 2 seconds. But then, again, 42 points in the paint first half, 6 in the paint for the second half. So when that happens, it comes down to who's making shots. I mean, it sounds so stupid, but they were 60% in the first half, 59%, and then they couldn't make anything in the second half.
Vincent was solid again, 17 points. The supporting cast, who are these guys? Who is these guys in Miami they come across? Who do they find? I mean, Boston cuts through.
Again, the refusal to play Duncan Robinson, they might make the NBA Finals without even playing the guy.
I know.
That is something else.
And he dominated in the bubble. That is some story. Yep. What do you think tonight? I think you're paying for past performance here with Golden State. And who knows how low this number gets. In some spots, it opened 275, and now you're seeing as low as 220. There was, I think it's 218 here on the series price. But again, it's 53 wins against 52. And considering what Dallas just did to a 64-win team and winning 4 of 5, and you have the best player in the series.
Okay, well, you need to shop around this morning for the best price because at some shops, the 5.5, that is gone. But at a couple of other shops, 5.5 is still available. So if you want to bet the Mavericks, it depends on who you want to bet because you can lay 4.5 right now with Golden State. You can take 5.5 with the Mavericks. That's the way you want to play it. They took 3 out of 4 in the regular season. To me, that doesn't mean much.
No, it doesn't.
Clay missed a game or two. Draymond wasn't in some of the games. I will say that Finney Smith played well, though, in 3 of the games. And his player prop tonight is 11.5.
The acquisition of Dinwiddie was enormous.
Yep.
Absolutely huge. I don't know what to do with the total because the scores head-to-head were all over the place. And I don't know, Golden State wants to get up and go, and Dallas and Luka control tempo and slow it down, although they ran a little bit against Utah. But what you said, too, about Luka, this is very important for props because he's minus 250 to have the most points. His prop is 33.5. He outscored Curry in all 4 games, and he averaged Look at his what he averaged 32 against the Suns, and he averaged 35 and 31 against the Clippers going back the last 2 years, 2020 yeah. and 2021 in the playoffs. So you'll pencil him in for 31 at least.
Well, playoff Luka.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's just, I mean, again, we are watching LeBron James right now in the playoffs. We are. And I'm telling you right now, I said this last hour, if the Mavericks go on and they're playing for the NBA title, and it's like, maybe they don't win it, but maybe it's, you know, 6-7 game series, or they do win it, that will automatically thrust them into, uh-oh, this is the new LeBron James. And you need to be on this stuff. Now, people have been saying that for a long time, but I'm saying in terms of if you want to get into the legacy stuff, what he means in the playoffs, that kind of deal, that could be happening right now in front of us. And you need to recognize it before it actually happens. This is Luka, though, talking about Draymond Green's impact when he's on the court for the Warriors.
I mean, I have so much respect for Draymond, man. As a guy, you know. I mean, obviously, Clay and Steph, you know, incredible offensive guys. But, you know, I think the key to the Warriors team is Draymond. He's just unbelievable, and I really respect him. Everything he does, you know, obviously, no disrespect, but he's not the best offensive guy. But he impacts the game in every other category, so... I really have a lot of respect for this guy.
Again, it comes down to shooting tonight. In their four games, the Warriors from three. 5 of 28, loss. 11 of 39, loss. They were 15 of 30 in a game and lost that game, but the Mavericks also couldn't miss in that contest. And their one game in which they won, they were 17 of 43. So if they shoot like they did in that one game against Memphis, they'll win and cover the game tonight. But if they're 12 of 46, Mavericks probably win.
Will they play Looney? How much will they play Looney in this series?
I think he's going to play.
Okay, and how much will we see of Kleba, and how much will Dallas go small? And these are, you know, I don't want to see a lot of Powell. I don't want to see
him.
But that how the others do for Dallas, and I just love that lineup where they have Luka out there surrounded by shooters.
Yep, so do I. The VSiN Spring Special is here. $59. It's all it takes for you to get everything that we have to offer from now until the end of July. For the next few months, it is going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at vsin.com. Subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel, same thing, NBA Finals, and Andy McNeil breaking down everything on the ice. And also, we're going to have NFL preseason coverage, plus premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR if you want the full experience, which features a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the use of our betting tools in a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $59 to be a subscriber now through July 31st. Sign up at vsin.com/spring. vsin.com/spring. We will do the same thing with the NHL coming up next. Recap of last night and look at tonight's card. Paulie said earlier, he's already seen enough.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Ben Hayes, one of the lead cappers over at Winners and Winers, has been rolling on the diamond. He's hit five of his last six plays. He studied the card front to back and has isolated a strong play today. You get it for free if you text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Right back at it again tonight in hockey. Carolina and the Rangers, all seven games went over, Rangers-Penguins, and it was the first series in history that had at least seven goals scored in a best of seven. What do you get from Igor, who played well in game one and game seven, but then was yanked in a couple in the middle? Head-to-head, Carolina won 3 of 4. The game they lost, 2-0. Georgiev shut them out. Shots were 44-18. Fascinating matchup because it's the number one penalty kill against a top five power play, and the Rangers were solid on the power play in the series win against Pittsburgh, but Carolina 4-0 at home against Boston and outscored them 18-6. It's going to be Ranta again. Who knows what's going to happen with Anderson, but it was a different team. They averaged 4.5 goals at home in the series and 1.5 on the road. Can't believe I'm saying this, but I expect Igor to bounce back, but also I just think it's a tough matchup for the Rangers. You can actually take 2.5 games at some spots. You have to lay $1.80 juice, though, in the series. And the total games is 5.5 over 150 prop.
I will say the same exact thing right now that I said in the last segment about tonight's NBA game. Definitely shop around this morning, because if you want Carolina, don't lay $1.75 when you can lay below $1.65. Like, that's available, $1.65, $1.64. If you like the other side with the Rangers, don't take plus 135, because if you shop around, you can find plus 150 on the Rangers tonight. Now, what do you want to do with the period betting, though? The first period, we saw it again last night where they went under.
Yeah.
So we're looking at Rangers, Hurricanes tonight, under 1.5 goals is even money. In that neighborhood, you might actually find better than that. And Oilers, Flames, I'm looking at under 1.5 plus 130 range today. This has been strong now in the playoffs, going back here a good week.
Well, and the BTTS has been crazy. 17-1, no run. Tonight it's 250 in a Carolina game. Both teams to score in the first period, no. Ridiculous.
Wow.
Yep. You got no goal in the first five is minus 260. I would go under in the first period in the Carolina game. The other thing is, can the Rangers keep doing this as a comeback kids? You know, we talked about Florida, 29 come from behind wins, Rangers 27. Well, look what happened. It was historic what they did against Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
You're down 3-1. You're down 2 goals in game 5, 2 goals in game 6, and you're down in game 7, and you come back to win. I don't think they can keep this up. Plus, I think Carolina's a little bit underrated, too. But Gallant's done a hell of a job with this team. But everyone keeps bashing the Rangers, right? And here they are with a chance to...
Sure.
Now, the other thing, I think they're going to... The winner of this is going to take on Tampa Bay. And I've seen enough already out of that series. Why is Tampa Bay going for a three-peat? Why are they so good in the playoffs? Vasilevsky and the power play. And the power play has been so good in the playoffs going back. What happened last night? Vasilevsky was great. He only gave up one goal. And they had 3 power play goals. And speaking of power play... That is now 0-21 in the playoffs with the Panthers.
It is.
What is going on?
Not exactly your regular season version here of this Florida team.
And where's the offense other than that big comeback in Game 5 at home? Yes, when they were down 3-0 in the second period. They averaged over 4 goals a game during the regular season. Where's the offense been?
Well,
Power play's a joke.
I'm glad that I brought that up yesterday because it did cash. So if it didn't cash, it didn't cash, I wouldn't be so happy that we brought it up.
Plus 550.
That's the thing. The team totals that you can find in these derivatives with the Panthers, the team totals yesterday against Vasilevsky, and I just said, you know, coming off that Maple Leaf series where he was so good again when it mattered most, and this guy in playoff time is as good as it gets, right? That the Florida Panthers team total was under 1.5, plus 550, under 2.5 was plus 210. Like, to assume that they're going to go out there and score 3 goals last night and to be the favorite, that big, I'm like, that number's off. I think we need to adjust this Panthers team total thing in the playoffs here after what happened against the Capitals, but also in this series against Tampa Bay. There's no brand point, I get that, but they are the two-time champs after all.
Well, he's coming back, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's, yeah, right. You can't get rid of him. Is anyone going to beat this team? Too good. Goalie's too good. Power play's too good. The experience, you told the story, like Cooper loves to start out on the road.
Right.
That works again. Regular season numbers, penalty kill, Carolina number 1, St. Louis, Calgary, and the Rangers were top 10. Power play, St. Louis was number 2, Edmonton was 3rd, Rangers 4th, Florida was 5th. They're 0-21.
That's...
What the hell you doing in practice? What's going on?
Come on.
The other one, it went to overtime. But shots on goal last night, 54-25. Colorado hit 3 posts and 2 crossbars. And they outshot them 13 rip in overtime. Adjusted series price now, $7.50.
Yeah, think about that. 13-0 in overtime. Shots on goal for one team.
And the St. Louis goal, the start was a fluke.
Oh, total fluke.
Turnover in their own end.
Off the skate. And
I mean,
then
many people have tweeted, if Kemper plays up, not even great, if he's above average, the team's unbeatable. So, I mean, 5 posts. Come on.
I will be honest, Paul. When this is kind of like where the eyeballs match the power rating, every time I watch the Avalanche play, I think to myself, have I ever seen a team this fast on the ice? Or when's the last time I saw a team this fast? And number 2, how do they ever lose? Like, the talent, when they are skating during the game, just oozes out of the TV. Like, they jump off as the best team in hockey, and really not even close. But they got to prove it, and they got to actually go out there and do it.
Yep. Good start, though. Total domination. I just can't believe all the posts and crossbars. The other one, Battle for Alberta. Can't believe it's been since 1991. I mean, it was regular. They played every year when they were in the late 80s, the Gretzky teams. But it's 111 points against 104 points. They split during the regular season, 2-2, home teams won every game. I don't know what to expect in terms of goals. I mean, you had some shootouts and some other, but it, to me, it comes down to Markstrom against Mike Smith.
It does.
And I know he was bad in game one and regrouped and played well down the stretch, but I just think it's a big mismatch with goaltending. Plus, you saw Calgary's A game in game seven. Ridiculous. It was historic, the difference in shots on goal.
Well, the fact
and Ottinger was just incredible. One for the ages, what he did in the loss.
Yeah, they had so many chances in that game. And the fact that they only scored three goals and it went to overtime, okay, ignore that because they were just, that was tilted ice in that contest.
Well, then plus, you know, if I can contain McDavid, Draisaitl's banged up. Who can beat me for Edmonton? You know, if I stay out of the box because they're so good on the power play, how are they going to beat me?
You know, there is a 6.5 out there. Under is minus 120.
Mm. Too high. Both games go under yesterday.
Very interested in betting under 6.5. Yeah.
I love McDavid, though. I said, listen, you got to play. You're in this Gretzky Lemieux discussion. You got to go out there and earn it and prove it. And he did. He was awesome down there. McDavid on the ice for 19 of the 27 goals in the LA series, all six of the goals in game six and game seven. On ice chances when he was on the ice in the series, 68-24. But the difference between the Kings and Calgary, night and day. The other thing, Edmonton had been a favorite 15 playoff games in a row. 5-10. You're down 11 units. Now you're the dog, right? Will it go seven? Yes, plus 215. And you can take a game and a half in the series with Edmonton minus 125. You think it goes seven? I don't. Yeah. I think Calgary will take them out.
I lean no with that as well. I know this. It's going to be must-watch TV tonight.
Oh, yes.
That atmosphere is going to be...
And the fans. Outside, viewing parties, everything.
Absolutely.
Yep.
At what point, if you have... Let me ask you this. If you have the volume on the NBA game tonight, that starts at, 6 o'clock our time? The hockey game starts at 6:30. At what point do you think you're going to turn the volume on the hockey game and turn it down in the NBA game?
Well, who is it? Is it Harlan and Reggie Miller? It'll be off from the get-go if it's Reggie Miller. Well, that who it's going to be?
You don't have a great... I mean, the color guys, you don't have a great option. The play-by-play guys are awesome on TNT.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Volume on the hockey.
The volume's going to be on the hockey tonight. It's going to have to be. Unless, you know, somehow it's... If that NBA game's a two-possession game the entire time, that might change it a little bit, but...
You have any juicy props for, if someone's held the... I like those alt totals that they have. Circa's been putting them up. Bet Rivers, you got 350 different ways to bet. But if you could, will someone be held to a goal again? Could it be Edmonton? And maybe even the Rangers, too. I love those alt props.
All right. Calgary under 1.5 is plus 425. Do you think Markstrom pitches a shutout tonight? That's 9-1. Edmonton under 1.5 is plus 240. So basically tonight, their team total is 2.5. That probably makes sense. I don't think that's a good enough number to bet it, to be honest. Under 1.5 plus 240. Can Mike Smith go out there? Again, we had that tweet last week where it's like, oh my God, really? He's like tied for the best save percentage in basically playoff history for a guy that's played so many games. Can he go out there tonight, stand on his head?
In the playoffs, he was number one in goals saved above expectation. I mean, that surprised me too. But that's maybe in a game or two.
In a single game.
He's going to see a ton of rubber.
Can he go out there tonight and win 2-1? And maybe it's not tonight, but maybe they win a game like that in the series.
Yes, that can happen.
Yeah, because that, on the Flames, is plus 425 under their team total, 1.5. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, track to the future. We will examine where we're at with future bets we've made over recent weeks. And I am going bombs away this week for the PGA.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field.
Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any MLB market and get $150 no matter what. The code is VSiN when you sign up. That easy, VSiN. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. Must be 21. DraftKings.com for full details.
Where Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard are going, they don't need roads. Looking back at the bets they've placed.
If you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
And analyzing the market to find new ones.
Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Hey! Think the fly fish.
It's time to check in with VSiN's Flux Capacitor. This is Track to the Future on Follow the Money.
I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet.
Oh, talented people back there. That is awesome. Watch behind the glass. They do a great job. Huh? All right, Rangers to win the East 15-1. Tough matchup here. It was all about Igor. I got concerns about Igor. He played well in a couple games. But, I mean, don't forget, he had, 73 saves, whatever it was, in game one.
You know, tonight is game one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're live to this ticket.
Yeah, right, yeah. Tough matchup, though, against Carolina. But then again, you're down 3-1 against Pittsburgh. You don't have Crosby, and you're on the third-string goalie. So that's Mavs to win it all, 25-1. Get up and go. Also, 12-1 to win the conference. It starts tonight. I'd love to steal game one. Oh, that'd be great. Hero, Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Not off to, he played well, but Butler was Superman, 40-1. Yankees under 91 and 92.5 wins. In trouble there. I think they're up to 100 now. 99 at William Hill.
That
adjusted.
High? Well,
yes.
It makes sense, right?
Yep. Alvarez to lead in home runs. He's 2 behind Judge. Every night, this guy. Judge has 14. Alvarez 19-1. To lead in wins, Scherzer 9-1. I also added the Mets along the way to win the division at $1.40 and took the Mets to win the pennant plus 450 and have a little World Series action, too.
I was going to say, don't you have the Mets win total over?
91.5.
Right?
But that was, yeah.
Okay, so you have like four season-long bets then on the Mets.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you really like this team.
Yes, I love them going in. But this, we'll see what they're made of now with a tough schedule coming up. Still a 6-game lead.
You know, I don't think that you're dead with the Tyler Hero ticket to win the Eastern Conference Finals. You're behind an 8-ball right now.
Yes.
With the way Butler played last night, but it was only one game.
I mean, is he really going to struggle in a win? Are they going to win a game and Butler doesn't do much? That I can't
see. Well, are they going to win a game? Butler scores like 12 and Hero has 35.
Yes.
That's probably what you're going to need now at some point. Okay, we continue here. more bets. I'm going to begin with the PGA Championship this week, and I've been betting this over the last month or so, but Hideki, I grabbed him over the weekend. There was a rogue 40-1 out there. I know many people are high on Hideki this week. I think he's at like 28-1 now at some spots.
Whoa, look at these prices.
But I'm going bombs away. there was a Follow the Money, a member of the Army who put me on Taylor Gooch like last month. I got to go back and find the email to give the guy credit, but I bet him at 130-1 to win this tournament based on his history here, home course maybe for him. Tom Hoagie, 200-1. Eric Van Rooyen, 210-1. And you know what? It's a total long shot for a reason. But
why?
Charles Schwartzel has been playing good golf.
Okay.
He's been in these tournaments now. I bet him first round leader. And look, it's a small bet. It's pizza money. But 300-1 on a guy who has won a major and his recent form is pretty solid. Now, look, you can laugh at me, which you will, when on Friday morning we're talking about him being 7-over and he's out of the tournament, but I took a flyer on him. You have Shesterkin to win the Vesna.
Oh, yeah.
I have him as well.
I got him 30-1 to win the Hart, too.
Okay. I have him on several bets at or around even money. The NBA, I bet it a couple of times. The first pick of the draft, Jaden Ivey out of Purdue, 40-1. So the lottery was last night, and quite frankly, I did not want Orlando to win the lottery.
Bad news.
Although, look at the guys in their lineup right now. They have like five guys that are 6'10", 6'11", 7 feet tall. I know Wagner plays on the perimeter, but he's 6'10". That's kind of similar to what Chet Holmgren plays anyway. He's not the rim protector. They have Mo Bamba. They have Isaac. They have other guys. You want to add another 7-footer? I know, but that's the one team, because I think if Houston won the lottery last night, I was buying into that team wanting to team Ivy with Jalen Green from last year and make that just a potentially ridiculous backcourt in the Western Conference for years to come. I thought other teams like the Pacers, had they won the lottery, or maybe even OKC, because talk is out there that they might move Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I don't think Ivy was out of question with Oklahoma City. Now this morning, yeah, that's the team I did not want to win the lottery last night.
I thought Sacramento was going to get it. I go, oh my
so
God,
did
here
I.
we go again.
And by the way, I think if they won it, I would have been live to Ivy as
okay.
well.
All right.
Because who the hell knows with that team, Paul?
Yep.
You never know what they're going to do.
OKC, 17 first-round picks the next 5 years. I can't get over that. Oh.
They have to make so many trades now moving forward because you can't keep that many guys on the roster. You're not going to be able to pay that many guys. So as I said earlier, they're either, you know, you can't, like how many guys are they going to whiff on in the first round? And another thing you can't do is you can't give up like four or five first round picks for a quote star player in the league and then trade for the wrong guy. Because that can easily happen. I'm also on Al Horford NBA Finals MVP 200-1. Didn't play last night. Celtics lost the game. So we shall see what that looks like moving forward. Other bets that I have in Major League Baseball. Blue Jays, yeah, definitely some concern out there.
20-17. Yet the last 15 home games, the starters are 7-0 with a 2-2-7.
Yeah. Bet them at 14-1. Same number I bet on the Brewers to have the most wins in Major League Baseball. Look, the starting pitching has been pretty damn good. Some concerns about the bullpen, but also the hitting. We're seeing it again now in this funk. What, they've scored one run in the last two games? And now Adamas might have to go to the IL. He's hurt. This team's going to have to make a couple of moves, not one, but a couple of moves for another stick and probably for some bullpen help by the trade deadline. A's under 70.5. Reds in play 2 weeks ago, under 67. That got all the way down to 59. As of last night, 64.5. They won again.
Yeah. That's 7 of 11, I think. Son of a gun.
I was really hoping to get a middle spot. It looks like I missed my spot at 59 there. American League Cy Young. I told you about this, I think it was last week. Shohei Ohtani, 25-1. Bet him a couple of times to win the Cy. He goes again tonight. And per our discussion yesterday, Paulie, I had to do it. Josh Hader, Brewers, 100-1. Again, he opened up here at Circa. I believe it was 225-1. Now, this is me talking. I always like to take a long bomb on a reliever that could have that once in a decade type of season. We've seen this with Gagne. We've seen it with Eckersley. They've won, you know, the Cy Young. Hell, Eck won an MVP, did he not? In the early 90s with the A's. But can Hader put together that type of year where, you know, he's 49 out of 50 closing games, and he has a .62 ERA, and he strikes out like 135, 140 batters, and they win 95 games, and they play a bunch of one-run games. If so, like, I want to benefit from that by having a long ticket on a reliever, and he might be the guy to do it, along with Peralta, 60-1 for the Brewers. Pearson, I bet 50-1 American League Rookie of the Year, and other bets. Most hits, Wander Franco, got off to a good start, now fading a little bit, 20-1. Most Ks, Peralta, 30-1. Schwarber, 50-1, most home runs. He has 9.
Yeah, I got you on that, too. I jumped in on that.
But that team can't hit.
No. And O'Neill's done nothing, right?
Oh, that's just...
Forget it.
Severely disappointing season for Tyler O'Neill this year.
Did you take Rodon strikeouts? Did you add that?
I did. I have him 50-1. But that's long gone, so I didn't put that on the list here.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's now 11 or 12 back.
How's Straw doing? The stolen
three
base.
Back. Three back. He has 8 stolen bases. I grabbed him at 16-1. So some of these are... The O'Neill thing is a lost cause. That's done. That's trash. Schwarber's live. Peralta most strikeouts is live. Straw most stolen bases is live. And I think Ohtani and Hader definitely live there. The American League Cy Young as of right now is just a lot of baseball left. But my God, there are some good candidates. We saw McClanahan again last night. That was Vasgersian's guy
pick, yeah.
Before the season.
Yep.
And he's like 10-1 or below that right now.
Lead the MLB in home runs. Judge is 4-1. Alvarez 7. Oh, Stanton 9.
4-1 now.
Yep. Wow. 14. The other thing I forgot to mention, very important with Edmonton. Where'd I put it now? 35-2-1 when they score first. And all four wins, obviously, against the Kings, too. Mm-hmm. Crazy stat. Carolina 38-1-3 when leading after two periods. Some of this is staggering.
Up next, we can't wait for this. A former golfer and one of the best analysts in any sport, Gary McCord, is going to join the show. He would throw wads of 20s at Phil Mickelson during tournaments to pay off bets. I can't wait to hear how it started, how long it went on for, and how well known this was on the tour. Gary McCord coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.